Dynamic Construction.
Hello, is this Larry?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good morning, Larry. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I can't complain.
Oh, good. Well, you could, but nobody cares.
I know. It's true. How was your holiday?
It was really good. I got to spend a lot of time with my family, but I got to say I'm extremely grateful it's over.
Yeah, me too. I like to work. I like to work. I like to hustle. So.
Yeah, normally I'm all about it. I don't know. This year it was just a little different for me. So I'm just,
yeah.
I'm grateful, you know?
Good. How's the business doing over there? You guys doing good?
Yeah, we're doing decent over here, you know what I mean? So I was just calling to follow up with you. When I last spoke with Deborah regarding the Google Guarantee option, she said follow back up after the end of the year.
Yeah, she'll be back Monday. She's actually in Jamaica right now.
Nice.
Her husband's 50th.
Okay.
You know, I'll tell you something. We've been with you guys for a while, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when we first signed up with you guys years and years ago, Elvin ran it. He handled Splash, and we got so many more leads when Elvin ran it. And then when Elvin quit, well, he got fired. But when he left, it's like he did something to where – we don't get very many leads anymore, not like we used to. Now, I don't know if that's based on the economy with Biden in office or what was going on, but.
Yeah, a huge part of that, for sure.
Yeah, I love Splash. The whole Google Guarantee thing, you'll have to explain that to me if you have time.
I do.
Go ahead, tell me a little bit about it.
I do have time, and it's an excellent program for you, Larry, and let me tell you why. It, as far as I'm concerned, it's like the cure for cancer as far as leads go. And a huge part, so I was your original salesperson, which you probably don't know that because I'm the one who dealt with Alvin. Okay.
Okay.
I'm the original person who signed your account up and decided which package was going to be best for y'all and all those things. Now, the main thing with Google Guarantee is this is where Google is going for the elite providers, the people who are the best of the best, like you guys, okay? And the reason why is because anybody can have a Google profile that has a business license and has the ability to prove that they're a legitimate company. Anybody can have that Google profile. Anybody can list in the local map. What you pay us to do recurrently is to make sure that your listing shows at the top of that map and to make sure that you have the calls that you're scooping up from that specific area. But that local map, it only covers you for so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the very top of the page is this section called Google Guarantee that says sponsored. And this section up here is where the coveted position is. Because when people click on the guaranteed section, it literally says, get it done right or Google pays you back. So when they click on that section, your company has been certified by Google when you're listed there. Your company has gone through a series of checks. You've gone through background check. Google's ensured that you have the licensing and the insurance to show up in that area. And they're promising the general public that you are a guaranteed provider, meaning if the job is not done correctly for any reason, within the first 30 days, if y'all can't straighten it out amongst yourselves, Google will actually pay them up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Now, you and I both know in the roofing industry, $2,000 is a drop in the bucket. However, that is a promise to the public. So they feel secure when they're choosing providers from that section. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when your Google Guarantee... Go ahead.
Is that a per-click thing or is that just a monthly fee?
It's per qualified lead. So it's different than Angie, Thumbtack, Porch, House, Home Advisor, any of that stuff that you've participated in before. That was basically what those companies do to break it down to you. Those companies will purchase a position in the pay-per-click section. They pay per click through Google Ads, okay? They'll list top 25 roofing contractors in Detroit or in any given area. And then what happens is when that click comes through, it comes to them. They capture that lead, and they don't do anything to verify it. They're not doing anything to ensure that it's a qualified lead. It could just be somebody who accidentally clicked. And then they pass that down to y'all and say, hey, here's a lead. Five or six of you guys have to call it. And hopefully one guy gets the job, but everybody pays. And they only pay one cost per click, right?
So how's it work on the other end then?
How it works here is the actual client is going in the guaranteed section themselves. They can look at your profile. They can click on your listing. They can read your accolades. They can look at your website. They can even call you, and you're not charged yet. You're only charged when the call is considered a qualified lead. It has to meet specific requirements within that phone call, and that phone call is recorded, and AI is listening to each one of those phone calls for authenticity purposes.
If
you set the appointment, you get charged, or if the person is requesting the estimate over the phone and you're giving the estimate over the phone,
perfect,
which is like never for what you're doing, okay, yeah, then
how much is, what's the average lead?
Okay, so your cost per lead is specific, and let me pull your cost up. Okay. Hold on a second. Yes. Your cost per lead is $110.
Really?
Yep. And it requires an activation budget of $1,443. That will give you up to 13 Google Guaranteed leads. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee, Larry. And that application takes 4 to 8 weeks to process. So if you were to start the application now by March, when your season is just about starting, you're going to be up. Now, if you want to cut the leads on, at that point, you pay the activation budget. You pay the $1,443, and the way that it works is your leads will be turned on, and they'll come into y'all at approximately 3 leads a week. If you don't touch it, if you just leave it idle as is, those leads are going to come into you at about 3 leads a week, and the qualified leads will only be the ones that are charged if it meets that specific criteria that we reviewed. So if it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company or asking for a service you don't provide or asking for a service outside of your service radius that isn't listed on your profile, then you are not charged. You're automatically not charged for those things. Okay?
Yeah.
If a call needs to be disputed for any reason, then you have access to the call recording. We have access to the call recording, as does Google, and we go ahead and we dispute that call and get the money back on it. That's literally part of the service of what you're paying us for, to make sure that your Google guarantee is running smoothly and accurately. The other thing is it's also included that we're going to make sure you show up at the top, because it's very competitive where you're at and what you're offering. So with this type of service, you're in control of it. So when you cut those leads on, say you take on one or two leads, and now your crews are booked, or maybe you're going to Jamaica, or whatever the case is, you want to pause the campaign for whatever reason. When you pause the campaign, it stops. It stops financially. Your name does not leave the first page. It simply rotates down to the bottom. Your green check mark is not highlighted, meaning you're not taking leads on. If somebody contacts you when your leads are off, they're contacting you through your regular business phone. They're not contacting you through the Google Guarantee phone. You would not be charged in that event. Okay?
So I'm familiar with Angie's List because they took me for about $4,500.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah, they're a bunch of scumbags. So what you guys are proposing is very similar. You're just saying that you're doing it better. That's pretty much what it is.
Well, it's completely different. A, you don't share the leads. They only come to you. B, when the phone rings, the call's being recorded, you know that it's an LSA Google Guaranteed call because it says so. It gives you the whisper feature, and the caller ID says so. So literally right before you pick up the phone, and it's a live human being on the other end of the phone. You're not being handed a phone number and saying, here you go, Larry, chase them down, hope for the best, good luck. And we also send it to 6 other guys, okay?
Where are you out of?
I'm in California.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's do this. Debbie will be back Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Toby's working on something. Debbie's been working on some things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk Monday morning around the same time. Give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll make a decision by the end of next week. I just want to get back. I would love to get back to where we were at with you
right.
4 years ago, 5 years ago. I mean, it was good. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know what I forget. I don't know. Are you guys just pushing the roofing right now? Is that what you're pushing? Or is it the pole barns too? What, you know, I don't even, I'm the guy that sells jobs, bitches jobs, make sure. I don't do any of this marketing shit. I just pay the bills.
Right.
So there's a whole other entity of our business that I would like to push to.
The pole barns. Originally, I had signed up two different, they had done it at as two different entities. Alvin had signed it up as two different entities. One is Dynamic Construction, one is Dynamic Roofing. So do you still have both of those going, or do you combined it?
No, it's both. They're both separate. I've always left them separate, you know? I want the roofing, I want to grow the roofing business. I want to double our business, which I don't think is hard to do. My barns, I sell 80 to 100 barns a year. I'm very blessed. But the roofing, you know, I want to, I just, whatever we're talking about right now, let's figure it out, because if we do good together, we'll turn on the other one too. I don't mind paying money. I pay big money before per month. If it's making us money, I don't care, you know?
Right.
That's like I try telling everybody. I'll put big money into stuff if it's making us money and keeping us busy. I just don't want to burn my money. I'm not into burning money, you know?
Right. Okay, so I'm looking at the account. Give me just a second here. Okay. Okay, so it looks like Alvin, you had originally, what had happened is Alvin, when I worked with Alvin, we signed up Dynamic Construction Michigan, and then within a couple of months, we signed up Dynamic Roofing of Michigan. So we had two different entities running for both of the different services that you guys were offering. One was heavily focused on roofing, and one was heavily focused on the pole barns, the construction, on all of those sorts of things. So it looks like in September of 23, had he already left at that point?
Yeah, he had just left. Yep.
Then he called and he canceled it.
Which one? The roofing.
The roofing.
Yeah.
That's why you haven't.
So
seen.
That's what now, we need to get working on.
We can. I'm a straight arrow.
If we're making money, we're getting calls over here. We'll be your best customer. I don't care.
You have been a great customer. You've been a great client to us, Larry. Absolutely. So I understand.
Yeah.
Let me take a look here. So we added in the keywords for Dynamic Construction. We added in, added back in asphalt shingle roof installation, asphalt shingle roof repair, flat foam installation, single ply roof repair. So we added back in all of those keywords back in November, which, as you know, that's the start of your slower season and slower time. So Dynamic Construction does have those keywords.
I think we should leave Dynamic Construction alone, and I think we'll boost that up, and I think we need to do our own dynamic roofing entity. I think it needs to be separate, and I think we need to push them both. When I say you guys were the best money I ever spent years ago, you guys were the best money I ever spent years ago. And then all of a sudden, it just went to shit.
Well, that explains why, though. That tells us why. You know, we still have access.
It's the same thing I'm going to tell that I tell Debbie and I tell Toby when I find something. Like, if I see an error, like a wrong phone number, or something that's not getting going, it bothers me because I don't mind paying, but it shit's got to be done right, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Let me ask you another question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
As far as marketing, do you guys handle, like, people's Facebooks and their Instagrams?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we need to talk about all that on Monday because I had a great experience with you guys years and years ago when we first started. I loved it. And I want to get back to that point. And I probably should have called you sooner, but Debbie handles. I can only do so much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, understood. Understood.
Let's touch base Monday.
Yes.
Toby's on my ass about finding a marketing company, and Debbie's on my ass too. Like somebody good. Now the three leads a week for the roofing. Could we get more if we wanted more?
Yes, absolutely. That 1443 okay. is 13 Google Guarantee leads. You have the ability to increase that lead flow. You're in complete charge of it. So say you want to increase the lead flow to 7 leads a week, 8 leads a week, and then you need to pause it after 2 weeks. You need to pause it for 17 days.
Oh, the only time we would pause it would be the slow
winter.
Times of the year.
Yeah,
and,
which is understandable.
Well, let's do this. I have somebody walk in right now. I want to call him. This is actually Toby, who's the roofing wizard.
Uh-huh.
Call us Monday, because he's doing his due diligence next week with a marketing company. But call us Monday, and let's see if we can get back to where we were at years ago when we were very successful together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we have some help for you. Absolutely, Larry. We'd love to get into this, okay?
All right, let's get back to where we were at.
Let's do it. I'll talk with you soon.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Monday the 13th. Called for what, son?